Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Mummy Transformation. See, a curse has been placed upon you, the curse of the mummy. And what happens, what will happen, is that you will slowly be turned into a mummy, wrapped completely in loose linen wraps, unable to move, unable to escape. And since the curse has already been placed upon you, it is there, deep inside of you. There is no escape. You will listen, and you will be completely wrapped up in this. Now, to tell you about the curse of the mummy, we need to make sure that you know what you're dealing with. This is not a simple curse. You'll remain alive, but you will be completely covered in wraps, in linen cloths wrapped around you from head to toe. You'll be able to breathe, but not to move. It won't hurt, not at all. In fact, it may even feel good to be completely closed off from the outside world for a while. But remember, you can't escape. It may be a little bit scary as well. Now, as you're listening, you'll undoubtedly feel a tingling in your hands and feet. It's subtle at first, you may not have noticed it before I mentioned, but you're feeling it now. You're feeling the tingling in your hands and feet, and you feel how both your toes and fingers sort of itch to move, and yet they feel sort of sluggish when they're moving. When you try to move them, and you may try, you'll find that they feel sluggish, a little bit slower than normal. You don't see any difference yet, but somehow you feel a difference, subtle, but definitely present. Now, as you keep on listening, you feel how your feet and hands are tingling more. They're becoming pleasantly warm, not hot, but warm, as if covered underneath something. As you relax, you feel that the blood easily flows through your body, and you sort of stop thinking about your hands and feet, about wanting to move them. Instead, you focus on the nice feeling of being wrapped up, of feeling linen wraps cover your hands and feet, and just wrap them nicely, comfortably, not tight, but definitely snug. It feels as if you're covered, curled up in a delicious bed. It feels sort of nice. The curse of the mummy is subtle and deep. Even though you may try to fight it, no matter what you do, the effects will persist. You can feel the wraps slowly wrapping around your hands, around your feet. You can even feel it going over your ankles, going up to your lower legs, and up to your lower arms. Right now you could still move them, they're just individually wrapped, but that won't last long. You can feel yourself slip deeper and deeper into trance as the wrapping takes hold of you. The curse of the mummy is strong. It is very deep inside of you. And maybe if you had known long ago, you could have stopped it. But now it's too late. It is slowly conquering you, transforming you bit by bit. You can feel the wrappings around your hands, around your ankles and wrists, around your lower legs and lower arms. You can feel how they're getting harder to move, how they just want to lay there, completely immobilized. And the wrapping continues. The linen strips of cloth wrap all around you. They cover your knees, they cover your elbows, they go all the way up your arms and legs, slowly heading towards your torso. And while that is happening, you also feel that your feet are being slowly bound together by another layer of wrapping, just slowly covering your feet. And as they cover your feet, they become like one thick extrusion of your body. They just become one thick, simple being that can barely move. Your feet can no longer move independently. They can only move together. Soon, they will be unable to move at all. You can feel the rest of the linen strips move across your body, covering now your whole upper legs and arms, moving over your shoulders, covering them beautifully, going across your chest to make sure that they're fixed tight. And same goes for your hips. You can even feel the pressure between your legs, almost like a really nice pair of underwear covering you perfectly. You can feel it covering your ass and slowly going over your stomach and chest. The strips seem to go everywhere for a while until they finally start to cover your chest and back, stomach and lower back. And as the wrapping continues, you can feel your hands being tied to your waist and hips and legs. You can feel your arms just tightly next to your body. They too can no longer move without moving the rest of your body. And your head is still uncovered. Your head is still free to move and think. But you can feel how everything beneath your neck is covered. And another layer covers your chest as your arms are wrapped tightly against your chest. They don't feel tight though. The cover, the cloth, it all feels snug and wonderful. It feels protective and nice. Even though you can't move, you know that your body is perfectly safe, preserved against anything that could happen. The curse of the mummy may be not that bad after all. You feel the strips of cloth wrapping softly around your neck, never damaging or pulling. They go over your face, making sure to leave space for your mouth and nose to breathe. But that is all the space they leave. They cover your eyes. They cover your head. Your hair disappears under layers of cloth. Your mind disappears under layers of cloth. And before you realize it, a layer covers your eyes and you can't see at all anymore. You just drop deep as you embrace the curse of the mummy, this mummy transformation, this mummification of your body, perfectly preserving everything. You feel everywhere how snug it fits around all your body. You can't move. But it feels good not to. Your body just feels as if it is kept in stasis. You don't know what the mummy is planning to do to you or with you. but right now you don't care. You are perfectly safe, perfectly warm and safe. Your whole body is wrapped in strips of cloth. It is warm, but not hot. It is dry and calming. You cannot move. Your arms and legs cannot move individually, and in fact, somehow, it has been done so well that you cannot move at all. You're completely stuck right there where you are. And yet you don't panic. It feels nice, comfortable, snug. The cloths covering your ears make it hard to hear the world. It all sounds so far away that it becomes irrelevant. Even my voice, with your mind so deep wrapped as well, feels far away, and you just forget that you're listening. You're just there, a moment in time, a perfect stasis, a calm feeling. There is no time right now. You're just covered, protected, and just still. For a moment, you hear your heartbeat, but then even that seems to fade away. Not because you stop living, but because you let go of everything. It is quiet here. It is calm here. You are so deep and calm, wrapped in several layers of beautifully soft linen, of carefully placed, delicately stripped wrapping. And you remember that the people who made mummies did so with the utmost care, with dedication and devotion, with tenderness almost, as they took care of the bodies. And that is how you feel right now, taken care of, protected. The world no longer matters because it cannot reach you. You cannot move what you don't desire to move. It feels perfectly safe as you go deeper and deeper to these wrappings. It feels good. It feels safe. And you don't know how long it's been. Maybe you've been here for an hour. And you can stay in here. There's no moment. I'm going to count up and wake you, but if you desire to stay deep, you don't have to wake. You can wake easily by yourself, and just by thinking, I want to be free again, you will be. It's all okay. There's no rush. There's no need to go anywhere. You can stay in here for as long as you like. I won't judge, and neither should you. So, one, two, three, four.